Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful evening. Today is Saturday, and this is our lightship healing session. We go to the lightship for about 10 minutes here, and this is Saturday night live on the lightship. We'll see if anybody has any information about the soldiers that possibly... you know, we were connected with the other night, and just see if you have any time-traveling soldier experiences. So we can do that tonight for a little bit, and maybe go to the lightship maybe in 15, 20 minutes. If you want to call in, do so. Explain, maybe tell us what you've experienced. And we'll see if Kathy's on. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Lightship with BBS Radio Station 2. Ron Amatron is our host and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. And as the ambassador, he escorts us there, and we can't go without Ron because when we do go there, we have healings which are done live and out of time. So they will only work tonight, today, Saturday, September 15th, 2012. If you're listening to an archive, however, you will still receive the peaceful energy and learn a lot about the lightship and what's there for us as source energy. And we do have a lot of healings taking place on the lightship, and during this time while we're waiting for people to write down their or indicate if they have a soldier story, maybe you could also place your request for Ron for particular healing areas or rooms that he can take us to. And I'll write them down, or he will read them from the fast chat.
Perfect.
Yeah. And Ron, before we go, I was wondering if we could possibly activate the light being that is on the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page. It's the face, the drawing of a face.
Okay, sure. Just scroll down, everybody. And I'm doing it right now, so I'm going down the page here. There's a lightship insignia. Then we got the flower. And then underneath the flower is the light beam. So activate the light beam right now for non-gender. Here we go. So bring it up on your screen. And I know there's a command to make your screen a full screen. Maybe somebody knows what it is. I don't know if you do a function with a button or something. But I remember that somebody showed me this maybe a year ago, which I don't do. But anyway, it gets rid of everything on the top of your screen. So that will increase the light beam size. Oh, I heard a beep there, but we'll energize the light beam right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get a glass of water, everybody. We'll do some water activation. We'll get the caller that may be online right now first. So get your water, and we'll see what the caller has to say. So is there a caller out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Kathy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, Ron, so I just had sort of an update. You can critique me on this if you like. But my update simply about the warfare that's going on is that there's something like 700 alien races with the reptilian race that's ruling for the planet Earth right now, and maybe something like 1,800 alien races fighting against the reptilians for survival. And some of them that are working through the human aspect.
Are you saying there's 1,800 fighting the reptilians, too? Is that what I
heard? They're working through the human aspect. 1,800 working through the human aspect, and half them are split. I think half them want to work for the soldiers of the lightship, and some of them may want to work for the reptilians.
Oh,
I think
so what
split.
You're saying, then, is that some of the reptilians may want freedom and some don't. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's working through the human aspect, that's right. Because of the pressure that the reptilians are putting on the aliens working through the human aspect.
That's the ground crew then, huh?
Yes, the ground crew, yes.
Oh, you're saying that the ground crew is defecting?
I'm saying, yes, some of them don't like the work, don't like working through the don't want to be put in captivity by the reptilian race, and they don't want that. The others do want to work with the reptilian race that are working on the ground crew, and they're sort of being split in their consciousness right now, and some of them probably would like to work with the light ship and the soldiers, and some of them would not. They'd like to work with the reptilian. Some would not because they don't want to be put in servitude. And they're smart enough to know that. So I'm just thinking that if they would take our side, we may be in a pretty good position.
Well, I know that at some point the darkness energies here will start to switch over, only because they know that, you know, maybe by reading their timeline of going into where they are now and maybe changing going into the future, that the light is more powerful and they don't want to get caught into darkness. Plus, they are being controlled and they may wish to see some freedom. So I know at some point that's going to happen. And that's why,
okay,
you know, I'm doing healings for, you know, for the clones and people too, because the clones, you know, typically after they're used up for the 10 minutes, they may not ever have life again. They could be just put maybe on a coat rack or something, or just maybe destroyed, or typically I would say, hate to use this word, but, you know, eaten, you know? So, remember, there's a lot of them that get switched in and out here, and unless they freeze them in time and bring them back when they, you know, are able to maybe come back and buy another piece of a timeline to reinsert them. But anyway, oh boy. Anyway, any way you look at it, it's bad news. But anything that you have seen, Larry, with the battles or anything?
Yes, I have. On this particular battle that we've had, I've taken on another position. I've been working with an embassy for the aliens, hoping that they, and light ship and soldiers, hoping that the reptilians would come to the embassy and compromise and come to the light and with the soldiers on this side. I've been working with this area, and the aliens got mad because we had this peace area where they could come to and make peace and talk. It's a peace conference area, and they started shooting at us. We put up our shields at this embassy. We put up our big guns and started shooting back at them to defend ourselves, and that's how it it measured up at that point.
Okay, so you're in a safety zone then. That's good. Okay, well, that's great. Good to be a negotiator there.
Uh-huh.
At least to tell them what's happening. There's no negotiations, though, with the light. Well, there is. There's education, using that term in place of negotiations. Normally, in negotiations, you sell something off, you know.
That's true.
But this is, so you're just disseminating information, hopefully, that they'll understand. Well, thank you, Larry.
Yes. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, so if everybody has their glass of water, we'll energize it here. So we could do water for maybe life force or peaceful, sleepful drinking water, if you wish. Since we have a later show tonight, typically, you know, right now back east it's 10 o'clock, so you'd be wanting to go to bed. So here we go. You bring up the light bean. We'll have the light bean, non-gender light bean, charge it up for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just hold it for about a minute here. And I had an email from somebody who's found the website and is just a little confused, which is perfectly normal. So I'm not saying, you know, this person should not be confused. But this person, like many, many other people out there, have been following different people who are involved with, maybe they are contactees. Let's just put it that way. And they do special things once a week or something, and in the name of the light. And the information can be very interesting, but they can get hooked up too. So it's really hard to, at times, if somebody has followed these particular people or groups for years, to come out to say that who they're dealing with may not be of the light. Yeah, and the person could be a wonderful person. Oh, anyway, it gets to be a little confusing because they use channelers typically to put information on a lot of their websites. And, you know, the channelers channel the typical, you know, people like Archangel Michael or Saint Germain or whoever wants to come in. And then you have other aliens that people who have been channeling, you know, somebody with some type of name. And it gets to be confusing for a lot of people because when they come here, we don't do that. And then all of a sudden I'm saying that these people could be channeling darkness. And then you have to figure out, well, wait a minute. You know, I've been following this group or channeling for 10 years now, we'll say. And, you know, they're you know, most of this information that I have found about checking and listening to these people over the years and by getting emails and stuff, you know, it's all sort of the same stuff. You could just take what they said today and look and take an email maybe 10, 20 years ago, and it would be the same basic thing. Maybe a few words would be changed, but they all talk about contact, that they're coming here. And in the process of coming here, they're going to set everybody free, and they're all going to get beamed up. And so I'm just trying to tell you that the light doesn't do any channeling. So right away, if you have somebody channeling, and we're still doing the water charging. In fact, it's done right now, so enjoy your water. So, and what I'm talking about is not going to affect your water, so don't worry about having some kind of alien connection to it. But So the whole process is that the light doesn't channel because it can't, because it's in the now. And in the now, there's no words, there's no thoughts. So you have to you have to separate everything out. So if you could draw just a line on a piece of paper, anything that comes in from mind, from thoughts, that's outside of yourself right away, it should be very, very suspicious to you. And it may sound good. You know, like I say, a lot of information sounds wonderful. You know, a lot of times they'll talk about Nisara, which is one of the things that was supposed to happen, supposedly, that Clinton signed in, but that's been a long time. And, in fact, he's getting older, you know. And so will he be around when it comes in? Well, it was signed back then. They probably forgot about it. So, anyway, it's just interesting to see. And you have to really understand what light is, because you can talk all about it, but light is quiet. Light is peace. And so anything that has an emotional content to it, especially on the channelers, when you read something and you get an emotional jar of, oh, wow, this is great, or you know, some type of high feeling or something, you know that that can't be the light, because the light is strictly peace. When you have healings from the light ship, this is source energy, then the peace that you get will make you feel better because it's taking away densities off of you instantly. So you're not going to really typically be in joy. You might feel relief, but that's still peace. Well, when you get done, the bottom line is there's going to be peace here. There won't be any dialogue about how wonderful this thing was or anything like that. It's just taken away. That's the way the light ship works. So if anybody else has any questions about this and the other people out there, a lot of them are using, you know, the Galactic Federation of Light. They use light ships and things like this in their terminology, et cetera. And just know that if they have any channeling involved with their situation or whatever they're doing, then you know that it can't be of light because the light doesn't channel. And if the people doing this knew what I was talking about, and if they could get away from their abduction, mind-controlling programs that could be happening to them, not I'm saying that it is, but they would understand what light is. So whenever you get any information with words, then automatically you know that there's a problem because the light doesn't do any of that, because it's free choice, free will. And if you have Archangel Michael or Jesus, and Jesus is not Sananda. A lot of people think that Jesus is Sananda. No, it's a whole different energy. And it's the light of the darkness energies, and they're both different. But the main thing is just get yourself kind of unhooked. And there's some clearings for that. The 2,000 year of darkness clearing may help you out a lot. Anyway, I'll give you back to Kathy. So are you there, Kathy?
Ron, as you always say, the light does not promote itself. It does not advertise. It does not seek new people out. And you're right about these messages from the light of the darkness. I think a lot of us are relating to this because we get the emails. They promote themselves on end, and they ask for others to share their email and pass it on. And so indirectly, many of us receive these emails, even if we unsubscribe to a lot of these services, still get the emails and open it and read it and then find, because maybe on the subject title it didn't say exactly who it was from, just a little bit about the subject. And it always sounds intriguing, so we open it and then we find that it was from, say, the Galactic Federation or some other sort of dark side practitioner. And then we find ourselves probably a little bit hooked into it. So you mentioned getting unhooked. Could we mention some clearings that we could seek out so that we, if we do read it or get connected, we can, undo the damage, so to speak, like, say, the dark side, dark mind practitioner clearing that's on the website, run that with what we saw. Would that clear us out pretty well?
Yeah, that could help. But let's look at some of the free ones. The 2,000 year of darkness is what probably is hooking you up to get into darkness. Just start doing some of the free clearings right off the bat. And, the satellite transmissions is another one. And you may start to feel yourself changing. Remember, if you have the emotional clearing, we'll say, and all of a sudden you think about things that happened in your life before that clearing, then when you have the clearing, the whole lifetime one, as you look back upon to look at those again, it may not even be available for you to research. That happens a lot. Like I say, I like watching people when I do these little samples, at the expos. And normally I count on the radio programs, but a few times I just say, okay, you have it? And they go, yeah, I have it. And I'll snap my finger. I go, well, it's gone. And then they'll look at me and realize that I snapped my finger. And then their eyes get really big, and you can see them kind of looking around trying to find it inside of their head. And they go, what did you do? It's gone. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be living your past history. And if you're a woman, then it would be her story. So I like to say that. So anyway, you don't need to have a story. You just need to be in the moment. And, if you are connected to something very heavily, then the alien attack page could help you. It's, I think, $30 a month, say $1 a day, or maybe it's $10 a week, I think. But it's, you're going to find that it's hard to get away from this stuff because it's so heavily mind-controlled, and the mind-controlled patterns could be, with you for a long time. So, and they want to give you a sensation. Remember, when you read all these channelings, you're reading it to get an emotional, wow, this is great, or my body feels good. And, oh, Archangel Michael's doing this here, coming out of the sky in 6 months and going to bring forth the Star of David or something, or zap all the people that are evildoers here or whatever, and you go, wow, this is great. But the light doesn't work that way. Light's strictly peace. And once you understand that, then it's easy to know that, light is peace, and there's no judgment. And that's the way it works. So I'm just trying to help people who may have or who are maybe new on the program here, kind of scratching their head why I don't promote aliens and other things, because, they really haven't helped us. And are they helping us in the wars, that's going on now? You know, I would think that if they were good out there, you know, they always have the phrase, well, we have non-interference. You people haven't learned enough yet. You know, your karma, you need to learn more before we can help you. And, you know, just look at somebody, even yourself, if you lost somebody, maybe even in a war, you know, for what? You know, if the aliens would really help out, you could ask them, say, why didn't you come in and, you know, help us out with this war and take away all this energy? So they're stuck in the same thing that you're stuck in. They may be a little more evolved, maybe the evolvement of just strictly technology. And they're still in domination and control. So, and that's where we are. So anyway, we'll go to the light ship in a little bit here. So back to you, Kathy.
You have some comments from the fast chat. Alan says, if it's channeled, it's time-based. No bull in the light where you have it all within. Jack says, they are going to save us from our spirits and delude us more. They have exactly what our mind wants to hear and our spirit doesn't. Henry says, no words for real peace. Liz writes in quotes, there won't be any dialogue. There will only be peace. Larry's asking, Janice says, it's great to be unhooked. Larry was asking about the Tao, if that was the truth or nonsense. Is it from the light, or is it neutrality?
I honestly don't know. I haven't dove into that. So I'm just in the moment here. So I don't have a whole lot of earthly remembrances since I don't have that. Living here for me is a little difficult because I have to learn how to live here. And so a lot of people, when I was growing up, they knew how to do all kinds of stuff because they had all this karma activated in them, the cellular memory, and they knew about things that I didn't have a clue of. So I had to kind of learn with baby steps. But anyway, so I don't know about that, Larry. You know, I'll definitely tell you if I do or if I don't. So I don't have any problems saying I don't know.
Well, so, Ed responds that that the Tao is, he says, that it's in duality and that CLS is way beyond it.
Okay,
and,
great.
He says...
Should we go to the light ship?
Yes, that would be great. I think we've got quite a few requests here.
Okay, so I'll get up and see if I can find them here. And I'll just start putting them in. So, okay, everybody. You can bring your, this only works live for the people that are listening right now. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship, bringing up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, five, six. There we go. One extra there. We went past it. No. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there on the light ship now. And let's go in and see. Looks like the polar bears. And we'll go on to where the pink dolphins are. Because those are both very nice. They're all nice. I shouldn't say that one's better than the other. So let's go into where the polar bears are and the pink dolphin. So again, you want to request your healing, and your healing works according to your faith, and your faith is your genetic predisposition on healings. And that gets a little more complicated, but that's the way it works. So going into this room, request your healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room that has raccoons. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we'll go into another room that has ladybugs. So here they come. Request your healing again. Remember, they take on these conscious light forms as a light being going into a body like you did. And that's what they need to be the conduit for the healing. So here we go. So ladybugs are coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into the bumblebee room. So let's go into there. So here comes the bumblebee energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go up into the penthouse. And it's kind of like being on the very top of the light ship. And we can look at the stars. These are real stars, real planets that are blinking and twinkling. And you want to request a healing because they will help to do some work with you. So just kind of focus on one when you're up there. You're up there physically watching them. So if you do feel sensations, it's because you're there and you're bilocated. And you can get some healing from the stars. And going into another room, we'll go into the room that has silver energy. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. And we'll go into the gold room. 1, 2, different energy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's go on to another location. And we'll go into the room, let's see, that has the small deer, the little fawns. And again, request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into a room that has cancer release, cancer cell release. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we can go into the room. We did this today on the 4-hour call. And we'll go into a room that has the little Merkabas, little Star of David, that buzz around. And you may feel them enter your body. It does a wonderful healing. So here we go in this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room, one more that has the volcano energy. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there we go. Let's go into one more room before we come back. And we'll go into the room that you were created in. And this is very nice. You're going into the room. You're going to feel your spirit energy probably get a little more enhanced. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll increase that for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship here, and we're coming back down. Our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us now. And we're coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. We're back, and I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That was truly wonderful. I appreciated the Star of David energy. And today when you did it on the call, today we had the Ascension Preparation conference call for about 5 hours with Ron. So a lot of us got to enjoy the similar experience, and that is available through the website, creationlightship.com. You can sign up for it for the 8-hour intensive. The next one's tomorrow, and then it'll continue for the next two consecutive Sundays. So, Ron, you received quite a few comments here in the fast chat. I'll read a few of them. When we went to the ladybug room, or it was close to it, Connie wrote, "That feels awesome." Holly said, "Now that is peace." Yahoo. Chia said, "That is really fun." Amy said she loves those ladybugs. Great idea. So people can actually see them. She said they're so cute. Lisa said, "This is really healing." Sandy said her back feels a lot better. Marcia saw the deer and said, "Those deer are really fabulous." Steve said, "Releasing the cancer cells released gets his body really hot." Nibley said, "This Merkaba lights are little light beings. It appears very interesting." That's the Star of David, correct? And Marie says, "Thank you, I appreciate that." Eric says, "Great trip, Ron, thank you." Alyssa, "My spirit feels much more whole every time we do this." And then on and on, Pat really enjoyed that. Many blessings. And Q has a question. Rosh Hashanah is Monday and Tuesday. Starts Monday night, goes on to Tuesday. Does that holiday need to be cleared?
I think every holiday would probably need to be cleared. It doesn't matter if it's religious or not, because, like I've always said, everything on this planet has energetic cordings to it. And so when you do something, just say like once a year like this, or your birthday or Christmas, you have all the energy from the previous year on it as you look back into the last year. Well, if you think about your birthday or Christmas or something, right away, what's going to come up? It'll be what happened last year. And maybe even it might go back even further, but the last year is where it's going to connect to first, almost always. That's cording you back into that energy. So it's actually taking you into the past, onto that timeline, as you're reviewing, reliving that situation. And maybe you're hoping that situation doesn't happen. I think we might have a caller on. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hello. This is Arjan from the Netherlands. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Arjan.
You're early morning then, huh?
Yes, it's 4:35 a.m.
Oh, boy. You're up early. Okay.
Yes. I have a problem with the lungs. What is it, actually? I have
a problem with what again?
I have a problem with the lungs. I have problems with a lot of breathing. It's very shallow.
He has a problem with breathing.
Yeah, I'm looking at that here. So let's work with lungs, everybody. Let's go back to the light ship. And we'll go into the rooms that can work with lungs. Also, we'll go into quarantine, which we'll be doing tomorrow. And in quarantine, they look for alien critters, life forms that are living inside of you. So we're going to go into the locations now that deal with lungs. This will only work live, like I said, right now. So if you haven't been on the 8-hour calls, this is kind of what we do. So we're looking for alien critters that are in the lungs. Also, it could be energetic cordings, but we'll just look for alien critters first here. So here we go. I'm going to release them. And I see some mucus, too, so that would be probably some of the alien poisoning and waste products. We'll do three of these at one time. Normally we do one, we do the critters, and we do the poison, then we do waste products, and we do dead carcasses. But we'll do them all at once here for you. So here we go. Going to release them. One, two, three. Oh, boy. Four, five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. Well, we'll see if that helps you out a little. Let's do some energetic cord release here. Getting rid of things if anybody happened to connect with you or anybody connecting to your lungs. So here we go. Releasing these cords, energetic cords. And they could be also from a time-based reality in the past, like we're talking about events and things. So here we go. That's why we kind of disconnected from the 9/11 energy, so you don't get quartered back into it again and deal with all those emotions and people's emotions that are connected to it from that energy pool. So here we go, releasing the energetic cords. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Arjan, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still online. Last week I saw a light in front of the house, and actually it appeared to me as a light bulb. And then I went to work at 5:30 a.m. And I don't know, these beings know exactly where I am, and these lights were actually in front of me, and actually it did escorted me a little bit. And actually, it shoot actually into hyperspace a little bit. And then I saw a smaller light. And then it turned off his lights. And it was actually flashing right lights. And it was also making some odd movements in the sky. I mean, from top to the bottom and from the left to the right. Some, tricky movements.
I have had people talk to me about seeing objects in the sky, we'll just say like a star, that would blink different colors. I've had a couple of people mention that. And all of a sudden, what used to be a few turned into a whole lot of them. So I think what you're describing might be worldwide. I haven't seen it myself, but you might all look out there and just see. You would probably want to do that pre-clearing to get rid of the satellite stuff, and maybe for sure do the Earth protection clearing.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. I have heard other people talk about similar things up in the sky, not to see something, you know, pretty close, but and I would do a timeline crash on that object that you saw. I would definitely do that
okay.
A bunch of times to get it out, because the light will go back and look for it and get rid of it.
Okay, and who was it actually?
Doesn't feel quite that bad. It's not good, but it doesn't feel, you know, it feels like some kind of tracking energy, kind of seeing what you're doing or something, or watching you, but we'll see if we can get rid of that. So they are changing some of the rules, I think, or what they're doing, because there's so much going on with the light ship now that they're probably really, you know, fascinated. Like Larry mentioned earlier about some of the races could possibly be wondering what's going on and maybe wanting to come into the light. So that's kind of what I could see probably happening too. And maybe you're putting out so much energy with your clearings that they're maybe, in a sense, freaking out because what they used to be able to do, they can't. And maybe they're deciding that maybe it may be better to switch sides. You know, that's a possibility. So, and that would be wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thank you for calling, Arjun.
Yeah, I'll call you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, and you probably won't get any more sleep today. You probably go to work. Well, you might. I don't know. I guess you're not working on the weekend. But thank you for being up so early to call in. So back to you, Kathy.
Bye, Arjun. Ron, it's come to my attention that Paula in London had a birthday yesterday, and she told us after we came back from the light ship, but can we please go back up and celebrate with her? It looks like a lot of people would like that here in the fast chat.
Oh, yeah, yummy, yummy. So let's do a birthday party in the light ship. So here we go again. We're going up. So that's only if you want to go up, people, because we're going to be having some dessert. Oh, you may not want that. I imagine you all want that. But anyway, here we go. We're going up if you want to have dessert and have a birthday party. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you're a new timer listening, this might sound kind of crazy to you, but we do it once a month normally. And so we're going into what we call the food court on the light ship. And your animals and pets are with you. They a lot of times will eat too. And there are light beings that do eat food, just like we eat, and there's ones that get energized by just energy. We're going to go to the food court where we actually have the physical food, but the food is very small, like the size of a pencil eraser. So as you request your cake, you can see different things up there. They'll show you different types of desserts. A lot of different types. You may want to get a raspberry cheesecake or something, or there'll be an equivalent to that. I like the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle and the ice cream and the whipped cream and the nuts and the cherry and the toppings and different things on it. But it still says eraser. So enjoy that. We'll be singing happy birthday here. The light beings will come to do that with us here. So we'll have a wonderful experience having a birthday party. So here we go. So happy birthday to everybody. Maybe we'll just have, instead of a birthday, a life day, I guess. And if you have a birthday this month, then you have a birthday party. And we're going to be coming back down here. So coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're back down again right now. Okay, so there we go. Happy birthday, Donna. I think we have a caller.
Caller, if you're here,
Ron, it's
go
Ed.
Yeah, hi, Ed.
Hello, it's Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Okay, I've been thinking about this clone thing where we're stuck with being cloned and we can't find out who's doing the cloning or who the top bosses are, because the light ship doesn't want to go look for trouble. So I was thinking about, what if we poison the well? And what I mean by that is all the aliens that are renting timelines that we have clones on, they must interface with our clones so they feel what we feel, they see what we see. You know, we're just a source of entertainment for this aspect of the control and use of us. So I was thinking, you have the ability through the source to create things. What if you were to create a super high frequency screeching noise that humans cannot hear, yet aliens could hear it? So that whenever they locked in with us and interface with us, all they'd hear is screeching noises. That would take all the fun out of them using us for their RV for the weekend. What do you think?
Well, it's an idea. I don't know. I'll see if that might be a way to do that. I don't know.
I don't know if that would be the way, but the whole idea is
I just
poison the well.
Some good ideas there. I just don't know what to say. You know?
Okay, just thought I'd run it by you.
Yeah. Maybe they don't like ice cream, so, you know.
Exactly.
Hey,
they give us all ice cream.
Maybe we're free for a little bit. Anyway. So, back to you, Kathy. Thank you, Ed.
Sure.
More positive comments on the fast chat from the visit to the light ship and appreciating the birthday party. And then, Ron, we got a letter from clsquestions@yahoo.com from Randy in Chicago. He has a quick question. Ron, did you count me as an absentee for the call today, the conference call?
Oh, yes, I did, Randy. Yeah, you were on it. Uh-huh.
He wants to be sure he's on it the rest of the month.
Yes, you are on it. Yes. Uh-huh.
He asks you, how is the Prosperity 7-generation clearing different from the 7-generation clearing from the website?
I think if you were to do the generic 7-generational clearing under the special clearing, it would be the same. But the one that we have on the website, I think, just goes back the first 7 generations. And that's under the special one. And the other one may only go back one also. I'm not sure. But one of those goes back further if you wish to go back. But like I said, most of our troubles, I think, are the last, couple hundred years.
And Ron, Randy has done some clearings and would like a checkup. He'd like your opinion to see if there's any negative energy still hovering around him. If so, can you recommend a clearing, please?
Hey, I don't see a whole lot. You look pretty good. At least your auric field looks very good around you. The auric field is an indication of, you know, what you're doing. So it looks pretty clear to me. I think what you have done has helped you out a lot. As far as another clearing to do, boy, I would do what we have now coming up on that special package that we're giving away with, you know, free bonus package. And it may be available tomorrow, if not for sure next week. Or on the weekend. So we'll see what's happening. I think the webmaster's working on it this evening, so we'll see if we can get it up for people tomorrow. But that'll have some good clearings in it, and I would just do those. And then we can see where it is. It's the Mind Matrix clearing. You have a month or so of the alien attack page. In fact, the clearing will be it'll be a special password to get in, and then from there I think you have 4 clearings. And it will end, November 1st. So you have a long time to do this. There's 2 whole lifetime clearings and the alien attack page and another one with that. Don't have the data in front of me right now, but that's what's going to be coming up. Let's see here.
I have the clearings, Ron.
Okay, yeah, you want to read them out
loud? You mentioned the Mind Matrix.
If you are interested in doing a couple whole lifetime clearings, just, you know, get on the 8-hour calls, and you'll be getting those for free by coming on to the 8-hour calls. Okay,
yeah, the other one, Ron, was the cellular mental clearing. And then you mentioned, I think you mentioned the whole life orb clearing, plus the Mind Matrix barcode removal and the alien attack page.
Yeah. Well, those are all dealing with mind energy that's connecting to you to take away your energy. So we're trying to get rid of the mind energy. And so if we go directly to the mind energy, that may be one way to do that. There's other clearings, too, but that's a good one. The gray sky clearing helps a lot, too, because you are getting transmissions from the aliens through that, and, you know, also, like I said, the 2000 year of darkness barcode, that's a free clearing, and then the satellite one is also free. So it almost feels like we'll be doing a clearing probably for maybe crop circles at some point here. I had some people email me about what I think of crop circles. I really don't even go there. But the fact, let's do a clearing for one of the crop circles. So I know they have a lot of ones that are out there. If somebody could enter into the fast chat, because we have 8 minutes to go here, a crop circle that we probably have all seen. I know there's lots and lots of them, but maybe there's one that everybody talks about. And they have a name on it. I'm not sure, but I know they've been out a long time. Possibly maybe 20 years, I think. If anybody knows of one, and it's very possible that Paula in London knows about them because they're right next to her, probably, you know, in England. We'll see if we get a name for one of them. And then
okay.
I'll do a clearing. Or you could maybe just go on and maybe Google something to see a crop circle. And then what I'll do is clear that energy. We'll just see if it's attached to you. So I don't know. This is how we sometimes create clearings, by just seeing if people feel a big relief. We do that with the orb energies. So here we go. So orbs, crop circles. And orbs do show up a lot at the crop circles, I'm told. So here we go. One. Two. Yeah, I got the Stonehenge here. We'll see. One, two, three, four. Releasing this energy if it's attached to you. Five, six, something's attached. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Just see how you feel. What I will say on the expos that I'll be going to, since it does, they start normally on LA, I have to be setting up on Thursday. So, but basically, the conference calls that we normally would have on the weekdays for, say, Thursday and Friday, I probably will not be able to do them. So I'll just say that I won't be able to do them. So, during that time frame, just don't purchase it, because I just can't do it physically. It's just too hard to be at the booth and to do them. We'll see what happens after that. So let's see here.
Okay, and Cindy, thank you for posting.
Kathy, that we need to talk about?
I'm looking at to see if anyone had any comments about the crop circles. Let's see, but people don't really have the names of them here. Hector mentions a flower crop circle is controlling his mind, so hopefully he got some relief from that clearing you did for the crop circles.
Yeah, what we'd have to do probably, but maybe to have somebody find one, maybe they're numbered or something. I just don't know, or the date when they were, so we could possibly have a date of when they were created, and we could all go and look at it on Google. Although I don't even know if you'd want to look at it, you know. But that's a possibility. So I'll do another clearing for crop circles. And so we have the next show for BBS is on Monday at 4. And then we have our 3-hour call. We're still trying to get on Talk Stream Live, so that's still in the works, people. With BBS on a Talk Stream Live with our show here, or our show to go to BBS, to go to Talk Stream Live, to go on, so you can click on the pictures and stuff. So on the BBS programs. Let's do some more energy work with crop circles. So we'll see if it's hooked up to you energetically, taking away your life force, cordings, etc. So here we go. So one, releasing the energy from you, connecting cords. Two, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Since you know about timelines and how we're all switched out every 10 minutes, you can see very easily how they could create a crop circle. They could be working on it for months. Just drop it in here on a timeline and have everybody look at it. So it'd be like somebody making a large wedding cake. They don't make it in, a blink of an eye. It takes them a while to make that big wedding cake. And then all of a sudden, it's done. And so that's the way they can drop in crop circles here. And, just change a timeline and pop them in here. And then if they want to have the emotional effects of lights around and everything else, they can do that too. Maybe have some flybys, but basically, since we all know about timelines and how things can pop in here out of nowhere, that's probably what they're doing. So I guess back to you, Kathy. We got a couple minutes to go here.
Larry was asking for a clearing for his computer. He can't get sound on that particular program, the Micro Effect, and he thought maybe you could help him with that.
Boy, that one seems pretty simple to get sound on. At least my computer gets it. So here we go. One, work with the computers now, taking away negative energies. One, two, three, four, out of balance energies. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh. Back to you, Kathy. I guess our show is about coming to an end here.
A few more comments here about the crop circle clearing you just did, Ron.
Uh-huh.
Victor says, do crop circles work with clones? He saw a clone release. And and then Jeremiah said there actually is an official group who numbers them. And then Jack says they're abduction points, and they Victor says they steal your spirit in a clone spirit pattern. Mike P. says that clearing was a lot heavier than he thought it would be. Oscar says that circle was connected to an alien race way out there. He saw it.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so,
we have to put up a clearing for crop circles, I guess. I know there's a lot of them, so. Oh, rat.
Oh, Larry found one. Crop Circle, Milk Hill, England, 2001.
Okay. Well, boy. I don't know if I want to bring people's attention to a given crop circle or not. I just don't know. They could be connected to everybody here, possibly, the crop circle, even if you don't know about it. And then maybe they're only designed to connect with people who want to look for them. So I just don't know how to do this here. So maybe if somebody could do some research and maybe send me an email and put crop circle in the subject. What I need to know is basically how many they have found. I know there's some in the United States here, too. Maybe there's a couple thousand of them. I don't know, But, just information on it would be good to help out if we do a clearing. Anyway, we'll see you later, everybody. So thank you all. And the expo is coming up end of the first week in October in L.A., and then in New York, we also have the New Life Expo, and that's the third week, I believe. So see you later, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully the crop circle has got off of you. The gray sky clearing seems like it kind of goes hand in hand with the crop circle somehow. Maybe the gray skies are energetically connected to them. I don't know. But anyway, still doing some research. So back to you, Kathy. Thank you for calling, coming in, callers, and everything else. I'll just sign off here.
Hey, good night, everyone. Thank you, Ron. Bye-bye.
Hey, good night.